people talking about organics these days, but the man who started it all is right here. Here he is, author, landscape architect, arborist, and your host, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Well, that's a little hyperbolic. Nature has been doing it for a long time without my help. So anyway, we've helped spread the word, that's for sure. A lot of calls today, so jump on board as soon as you hear somebody hang up. We're talking about all kinds of things today, and it's good stuff. Landscaping, gardening, pest control. My column in the Dallas Morning News, the past one, is up on dirtdoctor.com now. We had quite a bit of response on it. It's about lace wings, not just green lace wings, but the brown lace wing is as well. Among the most beneficial insects in the garden. I'm thinking about, I need to get it done right away, the next column being about flies, talking about the beneficial and the troublesome flies and the control. Yeah, because I was taking pictures the other day. I was talking to Bob Webster about it on his show that we do every Saturday yesterday. And I saw this really interesting fly. It was near the trash cans at the office, and so I thought it was probably, you know, one of the meddlesome kind of flies. And I, with the new phone that I've got, I'm getting some really good close-up pictures, and I got down close on it, and I thought, wait a minute, this doesn't look like a troublesome fly. It looks like a big old tachinid fly. It had a bristly butt, which they all the trick tachinid flies do, and it also had great big lustrous red eyes. So anyway, I'll do a little double checking on it because it's one I hadn't seen before. It also has a very interesting striped body. So there are hundreds and hundreds of different species of these beneficial flies and other things that we talk, flies and wasps both. And so I may do that as the next column for the Dallas Morning News. You can see it. There's a Dallas Morning News column right on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com, and you can go to the past ones there. Again, I kind of rushed it. My books, the online gardening course. And by the way, it looks like Mary Rose tells me we've had two winners. And one thing that one of the callers said, that he didn't have a computer yet, but he had a new smartphone, and I learned something new this morning. You can take the course on a phone, on a smartphone. So we had two winners. One of the callers that called earlier and guessed cedar called back and guessed the right cedar. So two winners today. The mystery photograph is Deodara cedar, Cedrus deodara. And those two, the one I took in this particular residential property has two of these gigantic things on it, but the one I took in the front yard is the most dramatic. I need to meet the owners because it has had some damage, storm damage in the past, and some big limbs ripped off, and they've had somebody do some work on it that's not exactly what I would recommend. Some of the fillers and cavities, you know, that I don't recommend that. But besides that, the trees look really healthy. One of the things that happens, and I've got a situation in my house where I'm trying to get together with somebody to do a video because I'm going to be doing some of the work and I want some air spade work going on and some hand work going on and all that kind of thing. I've got a tree in my own yard. It happens, yes, to me, to everybody, that has had a whole bunch of planting at the base. It was one of the few trees on my property when we bought the place, but it has ground cover and Nandina that we planted early on before I started getting skittish about doing that, growing on the base, around the base of the tree, and then water goes across that area to drain across the front of my house and down the side. Well, over the years, guess what? It has built up a lot of cover on the flare of that tree, and you can see it up in the top of the tree. And it's one thing I want to show in the video is what's starting to be a symptom or symptoms of the tree being too deep in the ground. It's open more. there's more light through it, which in some cases I guess you could consider a benefit. But if it's an indication that something's wrong, you need to worry about it. And in my case, I've even got a little bit of dead tip growth happening. That's a dead giveaway that you got something going on. So we'll show all the symptoms. We'll show the whole process of how to do it. And if you've got similar situations, I would recommend highly that you look into it, because you can reverse severe stress in a plant that's been buried too deeply or has some compacted soil, or it's been contaminated with toxic chemical pesticides or something like that. You can reverse any of those things if the root system hasn't gone past the point of no return. If the root system has been killed or awfully close to it, you can't bring a plant back from being dead. But if it's just in stress, even severe stress, we can bring most any tree back with what we call the sick tree treatment. Again, the first step being the most important, and that is the removal of the soil and the plants and the mulch and rocks and whatever from the root flare, which is the flare at the base of the plant that's part of the trunk, not part of the root system. Okay, let's get back to the phones. Telephone number, by the way, is 866-444-3478. Who is next? Mary Rose, Mike, it looks like. Mike in Van Alstine, Texas. Hey, Mike.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Doing well, thanks.
I had a question. I have some young apple trees, and when I was a child, we used to visit some of the plantations, you know, around the Virginia area, and a lot of their gardens, they had surrounded with, they trimmed their apple trees to make more of a hedge style.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about doing that with some of my apple trees, you know, for ease of picking and maybe less tendency for the limbs to break. Would you suggest anything if I decided to do that?
Well, that's a common technique, and apple trees respond to it very well. A lot of fruit trees do, quite frankly. In fact, some of the big production farms of apples grow their apples on an arbor, basically looking like grape vines, you know, they're just no higher than 6 feet. That's all done for ease of harvesting, just like you suggested. And so the answer to your question is, yeah, the apples will respond to that fine.
So is it done by just pruning, or do you want to guide the branches as they sprout out in the spring? Or?
No, it's just done by pruning, and you prune it so it becomes kind of an espaliered design. You can look at I don't know if we have any examples. I probably should, because we used to be real good friends with the Adams family down in Medina, Texas, and that's how they grew their apples. I think the problem there is I do have good photographs of it, but it's in slide form, which I haven't converted over to digital yet. But basically, they just simply trim the limbs out horizontally on wires, and then let shoots from those horizontal limbs grow vertically. So you end up with just a solid mass of foliage of the top of the apple tree, very, very compact, just like a grapevine, basically.
Gotcha.
On an arbor that's wooden post or metal post, and then strong wires running vertically, just like you would train grapevines.
Understood. Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
I appreciate the call. And you can actually do it by just trimming them smaller and making a more of a vase shape, which is what a lot of people do, or just lower growing limbs. The limbs usually, and I shouldn't have said horizontal, actually the most productive limbs on fruit trees are 45-degree angles going up. So trimming them to go 45 degrees up, whether it's on an arbor or whether the tree is free-growing, either one, will give you the best, the most efficient production of the fruit and make it easier to prune, easier to harvest as well. Let's see. Russell, I believe you are one of our winners, aren't you?
Yes, sir, I am.
Of the mystery contest. Yeah, Theodora Cedar, you identified. And I want to
yes,
tell everybody that he did it without seeing the plant, which is kind of interesting just from my explanation.
It's an absolutely magnificent tree. It came from China and South Korea. Genghis Khan built his empire out of that.
Yeah, it's a wonderful tree. Here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, we've got a little bit of an issue with freeze damage. It's not as bad a problem for people that are organic, but it can. Back in 1983, 84, when we had that tremendously long freezing weather, it actually got some freeze damage here. What else did you have, Russell? Congratulations on winning our course.
Well, thank you.
Let me put you on hold if you had something else, because I got to run. I'll be right back after this. More than ever, it's important to have a healthy immune system. Vitamin C is helpful, but there's an even stronger antioxidant, glutathione. Maintaining optimum glutathione levels in the body is key in protection from bacteria and viruses. RegActive's essential ME3 stimulates glutathione production in your body, especially as we age and are more vulnerable to diseases. Be proactive about your immune health. Get essential ME3 now. Call 800-430-6180 or go online.
Lava sand is a critical part of the Dirt Doctor's natural organic recommendations for bed prep and soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. Cinderite is the only high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. Their lava soil amendment will dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production, and it can be delivered directly to you. Call Cinderite at 435-200-3191. That's 435-200-3191, or visit cinderite.com.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and growing hemp? The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They include 15 chapters of instruction and a detailed 25-page study booklet. They're fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or to sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the online class banner.
Restore the natural balance in your soil with ViaTrac fertilizer. ViaTrac is totally organic, naturally composited broiler litter that contains over 2,700 strains of active living bacteria and fungus that your soil needs to live. ViaTrac is pelletized, making it easily spreadable and clump-free. Use it on your landscaping, plants, trees, pastures, hay fields, and more. Go to ViaTracFertilizer.com for more information or to order by the truck, one-ton super sack or 40-pound bag, also available on Amazon. Feed the soil, feed the world with ViaTrac fertilizer.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best-kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to dirtdoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
We all know that probiotics are good for digestive health, but your skin, too? I'm Kat James, author of The Truth About Beauty. Common skincare products, especially harsh soaps, can disrupt the balance of the good bacteria on your skin. But there's a progressive new approach to skincare that allows you to create a healthier environment on your skin. Probiotic skincare. Dr. Ohira applied ancient Japanese fermentation skills to merge his famous pre, pro, and postbiotic nutrients into a revolutionary 100% natural skincare line. The Kampuku Beauty Bar, honored with the Best of Beauty Award by Better Nutrition, beautifully clarifies and rebalances even sensitive skin without drying. The Magoroku Lotion and the Hadayubi Moisturizer combine Dr. Ohira's award-winning probiotic complex with 14 wild plant extracts plus one of the most skin-compatible emollients known to help restore your natural glow. As a health and beauty expert, I recommend the daily use of Dr. Ohira's skincare products, available at Sprouts and other fine health stores.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
On the mystery photograph contest, we had two people come in at the same time and identify it, and one of them said that he didn't have a computer yet, Russell, who I was talking about, but was in the process of looking into that, but he wondered if you could take the test on a smartphone, and I didn't even know you could, and you can. So he identified it, and also we had an earlier caller. Do you remember her name, Mary Rose? Well, anyway, we had a lady win the mystery photograph as well. Congratulations to both of them. And again, they win the online course. Doris, so she's on the line. I'll talk to her in a second. An Espoma product, a liquid product, and appreciate them playing the game. In fact, let's just go talk to Doris real quickly. Congratulations, Doris, on winning. You called back with the right cedar.
Yeah, good morning again, Howard.
Yes. I was talking to Russell off the air about it, and he brought up something that I'm not sure we have in the entry on that plant, and that is that the wood of the cedars, Deodar cedar, is spectacular. And Genghis Khan used it for building all the stuff that he did back in his day. So it's an interesting tree. Very dramatic Christmas tree type of shape when it's young, and then when it gets old is the one in the photograph, the mystery photograph, just takes on a spectacular branching characteristic and just beautiful, beautiful blue-green color foliage.
That picture is beautiful that you have on there today.
Yeah, I just met that tree last week. A friend that's around the corner that I had given some advice to, because they had the champion incense cedar, and it was too deep in the ground, and we had helped them, given them some tips on it, and lined them up with people to expose it. And they're the ones that told me about these trees, and they are by far the largest Deodar cedars in the North Texas area that I've ever seen.
That's very impressive. Can I tell you one thing, though? I've been wanting to tell you for a long time.
Sure.
I have been listening to your show ever since your daughter made that little recording when she was just a little bitty sprout.
Second grade was the first one she did.
Yes, and I've been listening to you ever since, a little before that.
I appreciate it.
Your show. Absolutely. You've got so much correct information.
Well, Doris, I appreciate it. Thanks for being there and continue to help us spread the word, okay?
Oh, I do. Everybody I can talk to about you.
Well, I hope you enjoy the course and call us again, okay?
Could I get it? Maybe. I think I could get it on my cell phone. If I can do that. My computer messes up all the time.
Well, you can, yeah, I just learned this morning, you can take the course on your phone or on your computer, either one. So if your computer isn't cooperative, you can do it on the phone, either way. You'll be able to see my pictures, my photographs better if you do it on the computer, though.
Oh, no. Okay. I'll try to hear some more, but I don't know. It's kind of old and very outdated.
All right. Well, either way you want to go, congratulations again.
Thank you very much. You have a great day.
You too, Doris. Thank you very much. Yeah, it's a deal we do every week. The mystery photograph. We'll have a new one, and we put it up. Probably Maggie puts it up before the show actually goes on the air. So if you want to try to win one of the courses, just take a look at dirtdoctor.com. On Sunday mornings early on, and you might be able to get a little advantage there, just a little tip for you. We do one every week. And for those of you that have some employees, if you're in the business or whatever and you want to just sign up for the course and take it, it's not that expensive. But one thing we started doing, and we've had just a really tremendous response to it, if you sign up to buy the course, and it's a 15-chapter online course is what it is. You have tests after each chapter, and it covers everything that I talk about on the show and in my books and everything, put into a class situation. We did it because none of the universities teach what I teach. And you can just take it at your leisure. You can take it all at one sitting if you want to sit for a long time. Or you can take it over a period of 5 years if you want to take it. But the point is, when you get through, if you're in the business in any way, if you're in the greenhouse business or a landscape business, lawn care business, whatever kind of related business, you can use the fact that you are, when you finish the course and get certified by Torque, you can use that information and the Torque seal in your marketing. And by the way, one other thing before I go back to the phones that I wanted to mention, the Garrett household and the Dirt Doctor company, we're not staying at home. We are very active in getting out and doing things. So those of you that have talked to me in the past, in fact, we had some really big commitments canceled when this COVID-19 thing first happened. But any of you interested in consultation, especially with trees, anybody that's interested in a speaking engagement, we're doing it again. We're very active and getting everything going again. So just let us know. You can get the information about how all that works on dirtdoctor.com. If you're interested in coming by and seeing my art, the natural organic art at my studio, which has been totally redone now thanks to Logan and Bo, you simply can call the same number we use for the show, set up an appointment, come by and see it, and also my little mini arboretum. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and growing hemp? The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They include 15 chapters of instruction and a detailed 25-page study booklet. They are fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or to sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the online class banner.
Learn to live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of dirtdoctor.com.
The Medina Corporation, run by the Stuart Franke family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for years. Medina produces high-quality liquid and dry fertilizers like Medina's Organic Growing Green that has a balance of nutrients for developing healthy root systems and many other products. Whether it's landscaping, turf, trees, herbs, or vegetables, Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production and protecting the environment. Medina products work beautifully and they're free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For the natural organic care of your lawn and gardens, Medina is the choice. Ask for Medina at your local hardware stores, garden centers, farm stores, and other places that sell organic products. Medina, over a half a century of proven performance. For more information, go to MedinaAg.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer, or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Howard, back. Gail, thanks for holding so long. I appreciate your patience. What can I do for you?
Yes, good morning. I called last week. I got a 150-year-old farmhouse, sandy loam. Some areas are highly compacted. I've dug down, and occasionally you'll find a chunk of asphalt or limestone. So obviously, Mr. Phil Dirt has been brought to the party at
sure.
some
Yep.
But I've got about 20 to 40,000 square feet, and I applied the peroxide. I had the the commercial strength, so I did, the 1 ounce to a gallon. I applied it with a rosette watering can. Should I have used a sprayer, and can I reapply it, or when would I reapply it?
Well, yeah, after a period of time, and especially if you didn't get the relief and the compaction that you needed, and yours is not just compaction, you got contamination and all kinds of things going on.
Right.
How much area are we talking about treating here?
Either 20 to 40,000 square feet. And I've been organic for 30 years here, and I've done the zeolite, and I have my own organic compost from leaves, post oak leaves and all that I put on it. And, the very top layer where all of the years of the compost has got a little bit of, the soil's lighter, but it gets compacted and hard very
yeah.
quickly.
I tell you what I would do if it were mine. I would rent, or if you don't already have it, a tractor with that has ripper teeth on it, and rip down as deeply into the soil as you can. Remove any big chunks of obvious contamination kind of stuff, and then while it's still torn up, apply the hydrogen peroxide treatment again.
Okay.
And and if you put it on pretty heavy, heavier the better in your case, it'd be good. I wouldn't do it more than this one time. If the budget allows it, go ahead and put out some lava sand and some either compost or organic fertilizer, the azomite, you know, all the bed preparation materials that we recommend up to whatever, you know, the budget allows on that large an area, and you'll get that that land back in good shape.
Okay. And just apply it with a hose-in sprayer or, you know, my watering can with a rosette on it.
Well, you can use a watering can, but that's an awfully big area to treat that that much space. It would be better to do it with a trombone sprayer or a power sprayer, rent it, or get somebody to come in and do it for you. We want to get a pretty good drenching of the soil with the hydrogen peroxide for it to do any good.
Okay. And also, second question, when should we apply cornmeal in DFW? Corn gluten meal.
Well, the corn gluten meal used as a pre-emergent as well as a organic fertilizer, the two ideal times are somewhere in the spring, in the March 15th area, more or less, and then in the fall, in the September the 15th area, and again, more or less, a couple of weeks on each side of that date. It just depends on what the weather does. What we have to do with corn gluten meal is put it out before the weed seed germinate, but not too far before they germinate. You see what I mean? So it's kind of a guessing game, whether you use a toxic chemical or the corn gluten meal, either one.
Right. Okay, I was going to use corn gluten meal. I know it's a bit of a crapshoot as to when exactly to put it out in the fall.
We'll be talking about it on the air and in my columns and everything, but it'll be somewhere around September the 15th.
Thank you, Howard.
Appreciate the call very much. Let's see who's next. Mark. Well, let me tell you, I'll be right with you, Mark. My sister just sent me an email on something that I was thinking about talking about, and I had forgotten about it. She asked me why a lot of the pistachios, Chinese pistachio trees, are already turning fall color. And a lot of it is, like we talked early in the show, about stress related to the heavy rains and the intense heat and the heat indexes and all that kind of thing. Pistachio, it's a little different. It may be exaggerated this year because of those things. But what happens with Chinese pistachios, and it leads into one of the negative things, one of the issues with Chinese pistachios. If you see a Chinese pistachio tree that is turning yellow or red and maybe even being a little thinner than you normally are used to seeing, you'll probably also see fruit on that same tree, female fruit, little bitty berries in big clusters. So what you're seeing when the foliage turns a premature color and starts, looks like the tree is maybe a little bit on the ill side, that's a female plant that can't handle the stress of the late, intense, hot summer very well. It also is the Chinese pistachio tree that's a problem. It's the ones that have the fruit that the birds are spreading, and it has now become an invasive species in some parts of the country. But that's what you're looking at, is female plants having that early discoloration. Mark is plant in Krugerville, Texas. Hey, Mark.
Good morning, Howard. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Thanks so much for mentioning the Chinese pistache issue, because I've wondered why our pistache is doing that. Now I know.
Yep, it's the girls. They're putting all their energy into the production of that fruit, and that takes away from the foliage. You'll notice that the female trees will be smaller and a little less healthy looking overall. In general, there's some exceptions to that, but in general, that's what's going on.
Got it. So I have two questions. First, I'm on your website, dirtdoctor.com, and I am looking for the picture of the mystery plant, and I don't know where to find it.
Well, it's been identified today, but I'll tell you where it's found. If you just pull dirtdoctor.com up, those photographs at the top rotate. Some of them talk about the online course. Some of them talk about the sick tree treatment. Some of them talk about how to wash your hands properly and that sort of thing. But underneath, and if you don't do anything, they'll circulate automatically. If you want to go immediately to the mystery photograph next week, we'll do one every week. The round button at the bottom of the photograph on the far right is the button that takes you to the mystery photograph.
Okay, I'm looking at it right now. Yep, perfect. My second question is, you were talking with a caller a while ago about espalier, if that's pronounced right, uh-huh, of apple trees. I'm uh-huh wondering if that will work for blackberry plants. I have 3 thornless blackberry plants that I just planted this year, and I'm wondering if that will help with production of blackberries next year.
Not only will it help with production, it keeps them, it's a kind of a messy plant. You know, it spreads all over the place and all that, and so keeping it in a well-defined area going vertically on an arbor of some kind would be an excellent way to grow blackberries.
So you were talking earlier about a 45-degree angle for apple trees. Would that apply to blackberries?
Or? I don't think blackberries care. I think blackberries just produce like crazy no matter which direction the stems are growing. I got some pretty good production, for example, on my blackberries in my garden on limbs that were growing downward. So I don't think that's an important issue with blackberries or raspberries at all.
Great. Okay, well, I will definitely do that, and thanks for taking my call. You have a good day.
You too. Thanks for calling. Let's see what's up. By the way, there's an open line at 866-444-3478. Here's Kay in Fort Worth next up. Hey, Kay.
Hi, how are you?
Doing good.
Good. I have a question about my St. Augustine grass. About a month ago, I started noticing irregular shaped brown patches. So I didn't think it was brown patch because those are usually round. But I went ahead and treated it all with the cornmeal. And then it
hang on just a minute, Kay. The free-form amoeba-like shapes could absolutely be brown patch.
Okay.
It doesn't necessarily have to be round at all.
Okay, good to know. Well, I did treat them with the cornmeal.
Okay.
And it did not get better. It progressively got worse. And the grass that was still greenish looked like it was lacking water as it was dying back. So I treated them with the hydrogen peroxide mix and poured that on all the lawns and then followed that up again with the cornmeal. And it seemed as if it had retarded it, but now it is getting worse again. And okay, I basically lost my whole side yard and a lot of the front.
Okay. Number one, how often do you water?
Twice a week.
Automatic irrigation or?
Yes.
Okay. What kind of fertilizer have you been using?
I use Howard Garrett's fertilizer, liquid compost fertilizers.
Liquid fertilizer.
I just use the liquid compost.
Liquid compost. Okay. I don't know what that would be.
It's just a liquid brown solution that I put on the yard.
Okay. I don't have any product like that, so I'm not sure what it is, but it
comes in a big jug.
Okay. Is it Garrett juice by any chance?
Yes.
Okay. Garrett juice used as a fertilizer works, but it's a pretty mild way to go. What I would probably recommend to you here is there any possibility you're watering twice a week? Is there any possibility that it's getting dry or staying too wet in between waterings?
Well, I worried that the side yard might be staying too wet because there's not as much airflow in that area.
Uh-huh.
But it doesn't seem to be the issue. Now it looks like it's getting dry because I see it pulling away from the patio, the dirt, but of course the grass is all dead now.
Right.
I've never seen it pull away from the patio before.
Okay.
The dirt.
When you water this twice a week, do you know how long each section runs?
Yes, 15 minutes.
Okay. All right, here's what let's do. Let's kind of back up and take a little bit different basic direction. And I'm going to do this real quick, and I'll put you on hold if you want to hold and talk longer. But instead of watering 15 minutes, I want you to double it. I want you to do it 30 minutes a section and then skip as long as you possibly can before you rewater. I think we're either saying too wet or too dry, one or the other, and watering just short amounts, 10 to 15 minutes, I don't think are as good as watering long times each time. I'm Howard Garrett. I'll be right back.
Are you a gardener or farmer in need of organic weed control? PureGrow Weed Crush is a natural organic, non-selective weed control that kills broadleaf weeds, foxtail, chickweed, and other undesirable plants. It is fast-acting with visible results in 30 minutes and is safe to use around people and pets. Ask for PureGrow Weed Crush in your favorite garden, feed, or hardware store. Learn more at PureGrowUSA.com or call 469-423-0712.
We all know that probiotics are good for digestive health, but your skin, too? I'm Kat James, author of The Truth About Beauty. Common skincare products, especially harsh soaps, can disrupt the balance of the good bacteria on your skin. But there's a progressive new approach to skincare that allows you to create a healthier environment on your skin. Probiotic skincare. Dr. Ohira applied ancient Japanese fermentation skills to merge his famous pre, pro, and postbiotic nutrients into a revolutionary 100% natural skincare line. The Kampuku Beauty Bar, honored with the Best of Beauty Award by Better Nutrition, beautifully clarifies and rebalances even sensitive skin without drying. The Magaroku Lotion and the Hadayubi Moisturizer combine Dr. Ohira's award-winning probiotic complex with 14 wild plant extracts plus one of the most skin-compatible emollients known to help restore your natural glow. As a health and beauty expert, I recommend the daily use of Dr. Ohira's skincare products, available at Sprouts and other fine health stores.
Espoma Organic Garden Tone is not your garden variety fertilizer. It's a specially blended product for vegetable gardens with a rich, all-natural blend that nourishes your plants and helps grow healthy, mouth-watering vegetables. It's simple to use and safe for the family and pets with no harmful chemicals or synthetic fertilizers ever added. Best of all, Espoma products are effective for your organic production. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Garden Tone from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to DirtDoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Righty, Howard back with you. And if my computer screen will work here, we'll see where we are. Frank is where we're going. Azle, Texas. Hey, Frank. Well, did he go away, Mary Rose? Well, it still shows him there. Let me try one more time. Frank, are you there?
Hello.
There's Frank. What's up?
Sorry. I hit the wrong button.
Okay.
hopefully you're happily socially distancing.
I still do that, and I wear a mask when I'm around other people usually, but I'm definitely getting out and getting back to life.
I'm sleeping on a roof, still wearing a mask. But anyway, two questions. You say to use cornmeal. Can I just pick the regular old cornmeal up and enrich stuff at the grocery store, or which cornmeal are you speaking of?
Well, you can, but it doesn't work as well. The enriched cornmeal at the grocery store, believe it or not, is basically the starchy endosperm, the inside of the corn kernel. They've stripped the good quality part of the corn kernel away. They add some nutrients back to it, and that's why they call it enriched or enhanced or whatever. But for stimulating biological activity in the soil, and specifically this microbe called Trichoderma, which is it's a fungus that functions in a positive way, you get it a lot more of it and more efficient use of the material and cost effectiveness and everything else to buy whole ground cornmeal at a farm store or a nursery that sells organic products. The stuff at the grocery store will work, just don't work quite as well and cost more money.
Okay. Also, I got some blue your answers mine on this and some pink eyed purple hulls growing.
Okay.
They came up Friday. And so they're just seedlings right now. And already they got a few little holes on them and stuff. And when I fertilize them next time, how much orange oil or how little orange oil can I put into the mix without disturbing the plants?
It's a good question. If you don't go over 2 ounces of orange oil per gallon of spray, you won't burn plants. If you want to be even safer than that, you can go a little less. But you can, generally speaking, unless it's a, you know, unless you go out spraying during the day when it's 105 degrees, and then, you know, any spray is going to make possibly burn. But spraying during the cooler parts of the day, 2 ounces per gallon of water is what you want to use. And
well, I was going to mix it with some molasses and probably some seaweed and fish stuff also.
No, that's fine.
I was just thinking about doing about an ounce because I really don't want to disturb the plants.
No, that's fine. That'd be a good idea.
Okay. Would it hurt any to put a little BT in there?
It won't hurt a thing, but if you don't have any Lepidopterous insects doing any damage, it's going to be a waste of money. If you do have caterpillars eating holes at all, it would be fine to do.
We got a bunch of these tent worms out here in the trees and stuff, you know.
No, that'd be fine. That'll any kind of caterpillar, it will kill. It will also kill butterflies too. So be careful about, you know, just spraying it indiscriminately all over the place.
Yep. Yeah. Well, that's one problem. I haven't seen many butterflies this year, unfortunately. But anyway. All righty. Well, thank you very much.
Okie doke. I appreciate the call.
Bye-bye.
And by the way, Kay and I were talking about her grass off the air, and I forgot to tell you one thing. One thing I even forgot to mention to her, I think that several people are having kind of a mixture of brown patch and take-all patch and various things, weather-related, watering a little too much, watering a little too heavy, really using a probe and concentrating on that moisture level, watering for a long period of time, longer than you normally think to do, and then try to go as long as you can between waterings is extremely beneficial. The cornmeal will help. The hydrogen peroxide products will help. Also, the organic fertilizers, the dry fertilizers that contain trichoderma and beneficial, you know, mycorrhizal fungus and beneficial bacteria will help too. The one that's specific in our area here and may be available for everybody listening out there to a degree is called Texas Two-Step. It's a good-natured product called Texas Two-Step, and it contains those beneficial microbes that will help you with these fungal diseases that pop up from time to time. Let me see. Mesquite, Texas, it's Mary's turn. Hello, Mary.
Hello, Howard. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a question about a fig tree. I have a fig tree, as my daughter would say, of biblical proportions.
Okay.
It's huge. And I've always gotten a lot of figs off of it.
Go ahead.
Oh, this year, I've noticed a lot of the undergrowth, the branches where I get my figs, because I leave the ones in the upper part of the tree for the birds. The lower branch is dying out.
Well, that's just a shading out situation. You can thin the fig just like you would any tree and get more light to those lower branches, and then they'll be better about producing the figs for you.
When should I prune it?
Just whenever it needs to be done. You can thin it out during the growing season. No problem at all while the foliage is there. Just don't overdo it. Let me put you on hold if you had something else because I got to run for a minute. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478 for the third hour.